About 100 U.S. soldiers and Marines serving in Iraq will soon be using a new tool intended to help keep them safe and make their jobs easier. It's Iraqi-style Arabic. As NPR's Ina Jaffe reports, the troops will learn the language by playing a new video game.
Sergeant John Smith is on a mission in central Iraq.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to walk into a district and find who is the local headman in
the
district.
That's Lewis Johnson playing Sergeant Smith, a virtual character in the video game he's created at the Information Sciences Institute at the University of Southern California. He calls it Tactical Iraqi, and his Sergeant Smith is a leader of three American soldiers pictured on the screen in front of him.
So there are a bunch of people sitting in this cafe here. We'll go in and see if there's someone here who would be willing to talk with us. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Give an understandable greeting, and the Iraqi characters on screen will respond in kind. But the interactions in this game become progressively more complicated, and when the right words aren't said, and the right gestures and courtesies are omitted, things can go terribly wrong.
Okay, I'm going to enter the town of Wardia in the typical ugly American manner of doing it, which is basically get to the point.
Using the mouse and keyboard, Johnson makes the soldiers run toward the cafe instead of walk. They don't remove their helmets before they speak. Sergeant Smith fails to introduce his team members to the Iraqis at the cafe, and they don't like it.
They say, well, who are you guys? Well, we're Americans. Ich na Amerikan.
Into CIA.
So he's accusing us of being CIA spies now.
This program is built on the well-known video game Unreal Tournament, but the addition of voice recognition and artificial intelligence software enables the Iraqi characters to respond in ways that simulate something like a real conversation. Lewis Johnson says it's not different in intent from any crash course in a foreign language, but what he calls gameplay holds a student's attention better.
The user is sort of engaged continually in an activity where one action leads to a response which leads to another action, so that by the time you're reached an experience level, you really hopefully feel confident that when you actually get to the real world that you'll be able to do this.
The video game has been funded with more than $7 million from the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, or DARPA. Ralph Chatham, the program manager, believed that in today's military, foreign languages should not be the exclusive province of a handful of linguists.
So I challenge the research community to find a way to put into the brain behind every steering wheel and behind every trigger finger in a foreign country a little bit of that culture and gestures and a tactically useful vocabulary.
Oh, it's wonderful. I see great future for it.
Sergeant Amy Perkins is an Arabic linguist at Fort Carson in Colorado. She tried an early version of the game, and it's an improvement, she says, over the way she's had to teach Arabic to the troops in the past.
Anything from classroom environment with 3 weeks to go to these guys are going out on a raid in about 15 minutes, teach them enough Arabic to find out where the weapons are.
She's now going to be overseeing a test run of the language video game for Fort Carson soldiers who will soon be shipping out to Iraq.
Most of our tankers, most of the Cav Scouts, these guys are not going to be sitting in a class learning Arabic. They've got other jobs that they have to do. And this is a computer game, and, well, all soldiers like computer games.
Soldiers from Fort Polk, Louisiana, and Marines at Quantico, Virginia, will also be trying the game. Meanwhile, USC's Lewis Johnson hopes to spin this project off into a private company that will create language programs for both military and civilian uses. That's presuming the technique works, which he won't know for sure till this first group of students comes home from the war. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.
To watch a demonstration of how the game is played, go to our website, npr.org.